New York, once the epicenter of the disease, has seen the rate of COVID-19 remain low now for months. But in recent days, clusters in portions of Brooklyn, Queens, and the lower Hudson Valley, some tied to Orthodox Jewish communities, are a cause for concern. There are other outbreaks upstate. In the Southern Tier, 74 cases are linked to a church service in Horseheads, and there was an outbreak at a nursing home. Cuomo on Monday threatened that he might have to issue lockdown orders once again if things don't change quickly. But he pulled back from that warning since then, saying he wants local governments to first enforce compliance with mask wearing and other safety measures.
These are escalating actions. The first action is local government do the compliance. You know, you want to go to step four. You close businesses, you close restaurants, you cause significant economic damage. What happened to step one, two, three?
Business leaders in the state agree. Heather Brichetti is president of the Business Council of New York State.
We certainly don't want to see another major shutdown. I don't think that will happen.
Brichetti says we've learned a lot since the dark days of March and April about how to keep people safe from spread of the disease, and she says she believes New York can flatten the curve once again if the virus starts to multiply.
We successfully did it, and I believe that we can do it again, and it does reinforce the need for compliance.
She says businesses would like to have more liability protections, though, against potential lawsuits if they remain open and the virus spreads out of control. Greg Barilla, with the New York Division of the National Federation of Independent Businesses, says his members, many of them small business owners, have been taking the safety protocol seriously. And he says so far, no major transmissions have been linked to any encounters between customers and staff at retail stores.
Traditional, typical consumer business interactions are not posing significant transmission risks, because we haven't seen any sort of broad spike in New York's infection rates or transmission rates. So all of that's very positive news, and it leads me to believe that businesses can continue to remain open, follow safety protocols and guidance, should there be some sort of uptick in coronavirus transmissions or infections.
He says if there were a second shutdown, the number of businesses that would have to close for good would be almost unfathomable. In a survey of NFIB members, 40% said they might not be in business 7 to 12 months from now under the current conditions. Barilla says he does not want to see repeated some decisions made during the spring shutdown, where big box stores remained open while smaller retailers who sold some of the same products had to close. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.